25 to 11, here we go. Take two. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning, Sean Cosgrove. You can hear me fine now?
I've got you good as gold now.
Good, very good. Now, this for this morning's On the Pace, Cozzy, I thought would take a look at the fields at Menangle this Saturday night. They were released yesterday afternoon, and we've got some mouth-watering clashes coming up with more semi-finals of the Alabar Breeders' Challenge. The first of the semis of the night is race three, and we see Hard Hitter versus Lochinvar Art. So really looking forward to this one. Both these horses won their heats at Wagga back on May 24. Neither of them have raced or trialled to my knowledge since then. So they've both had 4 weeks between their runs, which is quite a few weeks away. They're definitely the two sort of fancies heading into the finals on June 30. So interesting to see how this one plays out. Hard Hitter, he won last year's Breeders' Challenge final as a two-year-old. And this time in as a three-year-old, he's had six starts for two wins. And those two victories have happened in his last two starts. So he's starting to pick it back up again. He's drawn really well in Barrier 2. And Luke McCarthy's taking the drive on him on Saturday night, and Luke's been in fine form as well. So that barrier over the short trip is a huge advantage. And Paul Lochinvar Art, he's used to not drawing a barrier. He's drawn out in Barrier 7, and he won his heat at Riverina. He rated 153.8 on that occasion, and he's just had a sensational season, Cozzy. He's had 12 starts, 6 wins, as many placings, and he's won his last 4 starts, which includes a Group 1 victory, which was in the Bathurst Gold Chalice final. So that was back in March, end of March, and he's only had the 2 starts since then, so he's going into this semi really, really fresh. So that's the first of the semis to kick off with. Then the second semi-final of the night is race 4, and that's for the 3-year-old fillies. And we get to see No Win No Feed and Kiang Liberty go head-to-head again. They finished 1-2 in their heat at Menangle last week, and there was only a half head separating the pair. It was a really great race to watch. Kiang Liberty, she's drawn Barrier 1, and she obviously has that early speed, and she led when finishing second to No Win No Feed in that heat last week. They went 153.7, which was a personal best winning time for No Win No Feed, and she had to do it tough. She was caught outside the leader, so that might be a carbon copy again of last this Saturday night's run. Could be a carbon copy of last Tuesday's effort. So that's the other clash to look forward to. The next semi-final of the night is for the 3-year-old colts and geldings, and this is a bit more open here. We've got Leonidas. He's drawn well in Barrier 2. He won his heat impressively up at Newcastle, rated 156. And led all the way. So he's got that early speed to make the most of his good barrier of Barrier 2. And then you've got the likes of Colossal Stride for Shane and Lauren Tritton. He's won his last 3 starts. He won his heat leading throughout at Penrith back at the end of May. So he's had a couple of weeks away from the races as well. But he was very impressive on that occasion. And then in that heat as well, you have Max Delight, who's just gone from strength to strength this season. He won the New South Wales Derby because he went to Tasmania, won the Tasmanian Derby, and had a bit of a break from that. So that was back in March. And then he bounced back, winning his heat of the Alabar Breeders' Challenge at Menangle last week, and was super impressive. First up from a spell, he went close to a career best time. He went 151.8, which is only his career best time is 151.5. So that was very impressive. He reeled off his last quarter in 26.3, and he still had his earplugs in. So that was a super effort by this horse first up from a spell. And he worked out of the gate from Barrier 6 and went 26.2 that first quarter. Had a bit of a breather his second quarter, and then just rattled off a really slick last half. So he's got early speed as well, and I'm pretty sure a lot of horses in the field would be happy to take a sit on him. So that's going to be a really strong semi as well. And you've also got the likes of Make Mine Memphis in that semi. He's drawn out wide, the widest runner off the front row. But he has some really strong form out west around Bathurst. He won his heat and won it quite well as well. So he's got some good form. He's won four of his last five starts, Make Mine Memphis, and his only defeat in those starts was when he finished eighth in the Carousel Final to Cullen Burn, and he was forced to do all the work. They rated a really slick time over the 2,300 metres, and he's a three-year-old taking on the more seasoned horses. So there was a plenty of credit in that run, even though he was defeated. So here's another one to look, keep an eye on in that semi-final. The next semi-final, race six, is for the three-year-old fillies, and another great clash here. You've got the likes of Our Road to Mecca, who led throughout to win her heat at Menangle last week, and that was her first run in two months almost. So she rated a career best time of 154.5. So you think she'll have natural improvement off that. Also in that heat semi-final is Miss Halfpenny, as she is last year's Breeders' Challenge Grand Final winner. And she's been thereabouts. She ran third in that heat to Our Road to Mecca last week. And you've also got She's a Malteser. She's drawn in Barrier 7. She's been in top form this time in. She's had three starts this prep. She's won two of them, and she finished second in her Breeders' Challenge heat at Newcastle when they rated 155.8, and she actually beat No Win, No Feed home that night. So she's got really strong form heading into that as well. And then you've got the likes of Myra Dawn for Steve and Amanda Turnbull, who has won her last three starts as well. So that's a good one to look forward to. The next of the semi-finals comes into race eight. So in between the semis, we've got the Group 3 Frith Stakes for the mares, and then we jump into the four-year-old semi-finals in race eight. And once again, some great clashes here. You got the likes of His Chiming, Cozzy, for Lester Hewitt, who trains out in the Western Districts. And this horse, he had about a year away from the racetrack. First up effort was at Menangle. He finished third. They went 156. And then he bounced back to win at Peak Hills Carnival of Cups, where he rated 155.2 and broke the track record there. So that was a really good effort, and he's obviously getting that race fitness under his belt now. You've also got the likes of Rockin' Lachlan in that semi, Bracken Sky for Blake Fitzpatrick, who was a strong winner at Penrith last Thursday night, and Wardan, a Victorian four-year-old who's been facing the open class horses in Victoria. So racing back to his own age again is going to be a huge advantage for him. And also in that semi, Cozzy, you've got the likes of Sicario for Brent Lilly. This horse is very impressive. He loves Menangle. He's had nine starts at the track for five wins and two placings. And drawn beside him in that semi is Falcon Stride for Shane and Lauren Tritton, who is back from the New Zealand Harness Jewels, where he had no luck, but he had some really good form around Menangle prior to heading over there. And then the final semi-final this Saturday night at Menangle is another great clash. You've got Bright Energy, another horse who's bouncing back from an injury-enforced spell. He's had three starts back this time in, Cozzy, for three wins. I think he's bounced back better than ever. He's been very impressive. One of those victories, he rated 151 and change over the mile, which was a career best time for him. So he's coming into this with some really strong form, and he's drawn well in Barrier 4. And also in this race, you've got the likes of Ignatius. He's drawn out wide in Barrier 12. So for the four-year-old semi-finals, the barrier draws are drawn on class, whereas the younger, the two- and three-year-olds are random. So poor Ignatius is drawn out wide again, has to face the outside of the front row, which he's faced bad draws in his three starts this preparation, but he's placed in all of them. So he was very impressive last start, which was a couple of weeks ago at Menangle. He finished third to Lurham Creek. He wasn't beaten far. He had to do the work, and they went 154 and change over the 2,300 metres. But he should be winding up now. This is his fourth start back from a spell. So some really interesting fields out for this Saturday night, Cozzy. Some great clashes. Barrier draws have definitely made this interesting, and we're going to see some great racing. I'm really looking forward to it.
Terrific, Amanda. We'll let you go back on the interchange bench and have a rest, and I'll get you back shortly for a look at Menangle Harness Racing today.
Thanks, Cozzy.
Amanda Rando, Harness Racing New South Wales, 16 to 11 at Sky Sports Radio.